You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference hosted by RNIB Scotland. It's happening in Glasgow. It kicked off at around noontime, and it's very exciting. And I'm also actually speaking with a very exciting person. It's Sid, Business Development Manager from WeWalk, which is a company that's all about helping blind and partially sighted people move around by creating some very interesting white canes. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about what you guys do?
Sure. So it's a prima facie, it's a typical white cane that you expect. It's an ambidextrous cane. However, the magic portion is the smart handle that we've made. The smart handle has an ultrasonic sensor which detects obstacles which are above chest and head high, like trees and low-hanging branches and signposts, etc. And just on top of the ultrasonic sensor, it's a touchpad, which is the exciting bit. So touchpad is essentially there to connect the WeWalk cane to the WeWalk app via Bluetooth. And once the connection is established, the idea is to put the phone in your pocket. You don't need to look into it. You can simply operate the entire app from the touchpad. So thereby, it gives you total independence and total empowerment, really, when it comes to mobility for visually impaired people.
So, for example, let's say you're walking with your WeWalk cane and there's a low-hanging branch. How would the cane let us know?
Yes, so ranging from 80 centimeters to 160 centimeters, depending on how you want to set it, it will detect that obstacle by giving you a haptic feedback. It will simply vibrate so you know that there's an obstacle and you would change directions.
That's really convenient. What made you come up with this design? What inspired WeWalk?
Well, every device these days somehow is getting integrated with AI. It wasn't long before, I think, visually impaired people, you know, sort of deserve better in a sense. This device is designed by visually impaired people. It is founded by visually impaired people. They know what they need. And I think inspiration is everywhere these days. I mean, AI is as good as inspiring. We talk about ChatGPT, we talk about every sort of industry coming with some robotics. Well, why should, you know, a visually impaired sort of community be far away from that?
So why is it important for WeWalk to be here at the conference and talking about, I guess, digital inclusive design?
Well, again, we are talking about, let's say, smart city integration. We are talking about vulnerability. We're talking about sustainability. In every respect, I think offering something for the vulnerable people, for visually impaired people for that matter, is very important. And WeWalk, I think, is a relatively a startup company in the sense we launched ourselves during COVID and nothing much happened for the first few months. However, it's been gaining a lot of traction with the help of RNIB and other few partners. It's been gaining a lot of traction lately. I think this is the prime and the right time to be showcasing WeWalk in conferences like these. We are actually partnering with RNIB for that matter in everything that we do in terms of research and development. So maybe end of this year, maybe next year, you will certainly know what's coming.
Well, thank you so much, Sid, for speaking with me today. And I hope you have much more people approach the stand and much more people learn a little bit more about WeWalk and what it can do for them.
Thank you so much for covering us. That's what we need. Thank you.